This is Audible.
Hachette Audio presents Room, written by Emma Donahue, read by Michael Friedman, Ellen Archer, Suzanne Torin, and Robert Petkoff.
Room is for Finn and Una, my best works. Presents.
Today I'm 5. I was 4 last night going to sleep in wardrobe, but when I wake up in bed in the dark, I'm changed to 5. Abracadabra. Before that, I was 3, then 2, then 1, then 0. Was I minus numbers? Ma does a big stretch. Up in heaven, was I minus 1, minus 2, minus 3?
Nah, the numbers didn't start till you zoomed down.
Through skylight. You were all sad till I happened in your tummy.
You said it.
Ma leans out of bed to switch on lamp. He makes everything light up. Whoosh! I shut my eyes just in time. Then open one a crack, then both.
I cried till I didn't have any tears left. I just lay here, counting the seconds.
How many seconds?
Millions and millions of them.
No, but how many exactly?
I lost count.
Then you wished and wished on your egg till you got fat. She grins.
I could feel you kicking.
What was I kicking?
Me, of course.
I always laugh at that bit.
From the inside. Boom, boom.
Ma lifts her sleep t-shirt. It makes her tummy jump.
I thought, Jack's on his way. First thing in the morning, you slid out onto the rug with your eyes wide open.
I looked down at rug with her red and brown and black all zigging around each other. There's the stain I spilled by mistake getting born. You cutted the cord and I was free. Then I turned into a boy.
Actually, you were a boy already.
She gets out of bed and goes to thermostat to hot the air. I don't think he came last night after 9. The air is always different if he came. I don't ask, because she doesn't like saying about him.
Tell me, Mr. 5, would you like your present now or after breakfast?
What is it? What is it?
I know you're excited, but remember not to nibble your finger. Germs could sneak in the hole.
To sick me like when I was 3 with throw-up and diarrhea?
Even worse than that, germs could make you die.
And go back to heaven early?
You're still biting it.
She pulls my hand away. Sorry, I sit on the bad hand. Call me Mr. 5 again.
So, Mr. 5, now or later?
I jump onto rocker to look at watch. He says 7:14. I can skateboard on rocker without holding on to her. Then I wee back onto duvet, and I'm snowboarding instead. When are presents meant to open?
Either way would be fun. Will I choose for you?
Now I'm 5. I have to choose. My finger's in my mouth again. I put it in my armpit and lock shut. I choose now. She pulls the something out from under her pillow. I think it was hiding all night invisibly. It's a tube of ruled paper with the purple ribbon all around from the 1,000 chocolates we got the time Christmas happened.
Open it up, gently.
I figure out to do off the knot. I make the paper flat. It's a drawing, just pencil, no colors. I don't know what it's about. Then I turn it. Me! Like in mirror, but more. My head and arm and shoulder in my sleep t-shirt. Why are the eyes of the me shut?
You were asleep.
How you did a picture asleep?
No, I was awake. Yesterday morning and the day before that, I put the lamp on and drew you.
She stopped smiling.
What's up, Jack? You don't like it?
Not when you're on the same time I'm off.
Well, I couldn't draw you while you were awake, or it wouldn't be a surprise, would it?
Ma waits.
I thought you'd like a surprise.
I prefer a surprise and me knowing. She kind of laughs. I get on rocker to take a pin from kit on shelf. Minus one means now there'll be zero left of the five. There used to be six, but one disappeared. One is holding up Great Masterpieces of Western Art number 3, The Virgin and Child with St. Anne and St. John the Baptist, behind rocker. And one is holding up Great Masterpieces of Western Art number 8, Impression, Sunrise, beside bath. And one is holding up the Blue Octopus. And one, the Crazy Horse picture called Great Masterpieces of Western Art number 11, Guernica. The masterpieces came with the oatmeal, but I did the octopus. That's my best of March. He's going a bit curly from the steamy air over bath. I pin Ma's surprise drawing on the very middle cork tile over bed. She shakes her head.
Not there.
She doesn't want old Nick to see. Maybe in wardrobe on the back?
Good idea.
Wardrobe is wood, so I have to push the pin an extra lot. I shut her silly doors. They always squeak, even after we put corn oil on the hinges. I look through the slats, but it's too dark. I open her a bit to peek. The secret drawing is white, except the little lines of gray. Ma's blue dress is hanging over a bit of my sleeping eye. I mean, the eye in the picture, but the dress for real in wardrobe. I can smell Ma beside me. I've got the best nose in the family. Oh, I forgetted to have some when I woke up.
That's okay. Maybe we could skip it once in a while. Now you're 5.
No way, Jose. So she lies down on the white of duvet, and me too, and I have lots. I count 100 cereal and waterfall the milk that's nearly the same white as the bowls. No splashing. We thank baby Jesus. I choose Melty's spoon with the white all blobby on his handle when he leaned on the pan of boiling pasta by accident. Ma doesn't like Melty's spoon, but he's my favorite because he's not the same. I stroke table scratches to make them better. She's a circle all white except gray in the scratches from chopping foods. While we're eating, we play hum, because that doesn't need mouths. I guess Macarena, and She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain, and Swing Low Sweet Chariot. But that's actually Stormy Weather. So my score is 2. I get 2 kisses. I hum Row, row, row your boat. Ma guesses that right away. Then I do tub thumping. She makes a face and says,
Arg, I know it. It's the one about getting knocked down and getting up again. What's it called?
In the very end, she remembers right. For my third turn, I do Can't Get You Out of My Head. Ma has no idea.
You've chosen such a tricky one. Did you hear it on TV?
No, on you! I burst out singing the chorus. Ma says she's a Dumbo. Numbskull. I give her 2 kisses. I move my chair to sink to wash up. With bowls I have to do gently, but spoons I can cling, clang, clong. I stick out my tongue in mirror. Ma's behind me. I can see my face stuck over hers like a mask we made when Halloween happened.
I wish the drawing was better, but at least it shows what you're like.
What am I like? She taps mirror, where's my forehead. Her finger leaves a circle.
The dead spit of me.
Why I'm your dead spit? The circle's disappearing.
It just means you look like me. I guess because you're made of me, like my spit is. Same brown eyes, same big mouth, same pointy chin.
I'm staring at us at the same time, and the us in mirror are staring back. Not same nose.
Well, you've got a kid nose right now.
I hold it. Will it fall off and an adult nose grow?
No, no, it'll just get bigger. Same brown hair.
But mine goes all the way down to my middle, and yours just goes on your shoulders.
That's true.
Says Ma, reaching for toothpaste.
All your cells are twice as alive as mine.
I didn't know things could be just half alive. I look again in mirror. Our sleep t-shirts are different as well, and our underwear. Hers has no bears. When she spits the second time, it's my go with toothbrush. I scrub each my teeth all the way around. Ma's spit and sink doesn't look a bit like me. Mine doesn't either. I wash them away and make a vampire smile.
Arg!
Ma covers her eyes.
Your teeth are so clean, they're dazzling me.
Her ones are pretty rotted because she forgetted to brush them. She's sorry, and she doesn't forget anymore, but they're still rotted. I flat the chairs and put them beside door against clothes horse. He always grumbles and says there's no room, but there's plenty if he stands up really straight. I can fold up flat too, but not quite as flat because of my muscles from being alive. Door's made of shiny magic metal. He goes beep beep after 9 when I'm meant to be switched off in wardrobe. God's yellow face isn't coming in today. Ma says he's having trouble squeezing through the snow. What snow?
See?
She says, pointing up. There's a little bit of light at Skylight's top. The rest of her is all dark. TV's snow's white, but the real isn't. That's weird. Why it doesn't fall on us?
Because it's on the outside.
In outer space? I wish it was inside so I can play with it.
Ah, but then it would melt because it's nice and warm in here.
She starts humming. I guess right away it's Let It Snow. I sing the second verse. Then I do Winter Wonderland, and Ma joins in higher. We have thousands of things to do every morning, like give Plant a cup of water in sink for no spilling, then put her back on her saucer on dresser. Plant used to live on table, but God's face burned a leaf of her off. She has 9 left. They're the wide of my hand, with furriness all over, like Ma says dogs are. But dogs are only TV. I don't like 9. I find a tiny leaf coming. I've seen her 2 times. That counts as 10. Spider's real. I look for her now, but there's only a web between Table's leg and her flat. Table balance is good. That's pretty tricky. When I go on one leg, I can do it for ages, but then I always fall over. I don't tell Ma about Spider. She brushes webs away. She says they're dirty, but they look like extra thin silver to me. Ma likes the animals that run around eating each other on the wildlife planet, but not real ones. When I was 4, I was watching ants walking up stove, and she ran and splatted them all so they wouldn't eat our food. One minute they were alive, and the next minute they were dirt. I cried so my eyes nearly melted off. Also, another time, there was a thing in the night, biting me, and Ma banged him against door wall below shelf. He was a mosquito. The mark is still there on the cork, even though she scrubbed. It was my blood the mosquito was stealing, like a teeny vampire. That's the only time my blood ever came out of me. Ma takes her pill from the silver pack that has 28 little spaceships, and I take a vitamin from the bottle with the boy doing a handstand, and she takes one from the big bottle with a picture of a woman doing tennis. Vitamins are medicine for not getting sick and going back to heaven yet. I never want to go. I don't like dying, but Ma says it might be okay when we're 100 and tired of playing. Also, she takes a killer. Sometimes she takes two, never more than two, because some things are good for us, but too much is suddenly bad. Is it Bad Tooth? He's on the top near the back of her mouth. He's the worst. Ma nods. Why you don't take two killers all the bits of every day? She makes a face.
Then I'd be hooked.
What?
Like, stuck on a hook, because I'd need them all the time. Actually, I might need more and more.
What's wrong with needing?
It's hard to explain.
Ma knows everything, except the things she doesn't remember right, or sometimes she says I'm too young for her to explain a thing.
My teeth feel a bit better if I stop thinking about them.
How come?
It's called mind over matter. If we don't mind, it doesn't matter.
When a bit of me hurts, I always mind. Ma's rubbing my shoulder, but my shoulder's not hurting. I like it anyway. I still don't tell her about the web. It's weird to have something that's mine, not Ma's. Everything else is both of ours. I guess my body is mine, and the ideas that happen in my head. But my cells are made out of her cells, so I'm kind of hers. Also, when I tell her what I'm thinking, and she tells me what she's thinking, our each ideas jump into our other's head, like coloring blue crayon on top of yellow that makes green. At 8:30, I press the button on TV and try between the three. I find Dora the Explorer. Yippee! Ma moves Bunny around real slow to better the picture with his ears and head. One day, when I was 4, TV died, and I cried. But in the night, old Nick brung a magic converter box to make TV back to life. The other channels after the 3 are totally fuzzy, so we don't watch them because of hurting our eyes. Only if there's music, we put blanket over and just listen through the gray of her and shake our booties. Today, I put my fingers on Dora's head for a hug and tell her about my superpowers now I'm 5. She smiles. She has the most huge hair that's like a really brown helmet with pointy bits cut it out. It's as big as the rest of her. I sit back on bed in Ma's lap to watch. I wriggle till I'm not on her pointy bones. She doesn't have many soft bits, but they're super soft. Dora says bits that aren't in real language. They're Spanish, like lojísimos. She always wears backpack, who's more inside than out, with everything Dora needs, like ladders and spacesuits, for her dancing and playing soccer and flute and having adventures with Boots, her best friend monkey. Dora always says she's going to need my help, like can I find a magic thing? She waits for me to say, yeah! I shout out, behind the palm tree! And the blue arrow clicks right behind the palm tree. She says, thank you. Every TV person else doesn't listen. The map shows 3 places every time. We have to go to the first to get to the second to get to the third. I walk with Dora and Boots, holding their hands. I join in all the songs, especially with somersaults or high fives or the silly chicken dance. We have to watch out for that sneaky swiper. We shout, swiper, no swiping! 3 times, so he gets all mad and says, oh man, and runs away. One time, swiper made a remote-controlled robot butterfly, but it went wrong. It swiped his mask and gloves instead. That was hilarious. Sometimes we catch the stars and put them in backpack's pocket. I'd choose the noisy star that wakes up anything and the switchy star that can transform to all shapes. On the other planets, it's mostly persons that hundreds can fit into the screen, except often one gets all big and near. They have clothes instead of skin. Their faces are pink or yellow or brown or patchy or hairy, with very red mouths and big eyes with black edges. They laugh and shout a lot. I'd love to watch TV all the time, but it rots our brains. Before I came down from heaven, Ma left it on all day long and got turned into a zombie that's like a ghost but walks thump thump. So now she always switches off after one show. Then the cells multiply again in the day and we can watch another show after dinner and grow more brains in our sleep. Just one more because it's my birthday, please? Ma opens her mouth, then shuts it. Then she says,
"Why not?"
She mutes the commercials because they mush our brains even faster so they drip out our ears. I watch the toys. There's an excellent truck and a trampoline and bionicles. Two boys are fighting with transformers in their hands, but they're friendly, not like bad guys. Then the show comes. It's SpongeBob SquarePants. I run over to touch him and Patrick the starfish, but not Squidward. He's creepy. It's a spooky story about a giant pencil. I watch through Ma's fingers that are all twice longer than mine. Nothing makes Ma scared, except old Nick, maybe. Mostly she calls him just him. I didn't even know the name for him till I saw a cartoon about a guy that comes in the night called Old Nick. I called the real one that because he comes in the night, but he doesn't look like the TV guy with a beard and horns and stuff. I asked Ma once, is he old? And she said he's nearly double her, which is pretty old. She gets up to switch TV off as soon as it's the credits. My pee's yellow from the vitamins. I sit to poo. I tell it, bye-bye, off to the sea. After I flush, I watch the tank filling up, going, bubble, gurgle, wobble. Then I scrub my hands till it feels like my skin's going to come off. That's how to know I've washed enough. There's a web under table, I say. I didn't know I was going to. It's of Spider. She's real. I've seen her 2 times. Ma smiles, but not really. Will you not brush it away, please? Because she isn't even there even, but she might come back. Ma's down on her knees looking under table. I can't see her face till she pushes her hair behind her ear.
Tell you what, I'll leave it till we clean, okay?
That's Tuesday. That's 3 days. Okay.
You know what?
She stands up.
We've got to mark how tall you are. Now you're 5.
I jump way in the air. Usually I'm not allowed to draw on any bits of room or furniture. When I was 2, I scribbled on the leg of bed, her one near wardrobe. So whenever we're cleaning, Ma taps the scribble and says,
"Look, we have to live with that forever."
But my birthday tall is different. It's tiny numbers beside door, a black 4 and a black 3 underneath, and a red 2 that was the color of our old pen was till he ran out. And at the bottom, a red 1.
Stand up straight.
Pen tickles the top of my head. When I step away, there's a black 5 a little bit over the 4. I love 5 the best of every number. I have 5 fingers each hand and the same of toes, and so does Ma. We're our dead spits. 9 is my worst favorite number. What's my tall?
Your height. Well, I don't know exactly. Maybe we could ask for a measuring tape sometime for Sunday treat.
I thought measuring tapes were just TV. Nah, let's ask for chocolates. I put my finger on the 4 and stand with my face against it, my fingers on my hair. I didn't get taller much this time.
That's normal.
What's normal?
It's...
Ma chews her mouth.
It means it's okay. No hay problema.
Look how big my muscles, though. I bounce on bed. I'm Jack the Giant Killer in his 7-league boots.
Vast.
Gigantic.
Massive.
Huge.
Enormous.
Hugormous. That's word sandwich when we squish two together.
Good one.
You know what? I tell her. When I'm 10, I'll be growed up.
Oh, yeah?
I'll get bigger and bigger and bigger till I turn into a human.
Actually, you're human already. Human's what we both are.
I thought the word for us was real. The persons in TV are made just of colors.
Did you mean a woman with a W?
Yeah. A woman with a boy and an egg in my tummy, and he'll be a real one too. Or I'm going to grow to a giant, but a nice one up to here. I jump to touch bed wall, nearly where roof starts slanting up.
Sounds great.
Her face is gone flat. That means I said a wrong thing, but I don't know which. I'll burst through skylight into outer space and go boing, boing between each the planets. I'll visit Dora and SpongeBob and all my friends. I'll have a dog called Lucky. Ma puts a smile on. She's tidying Pen back on shelf. How old are you going to be on your birthday?
27.
Wow. I don't think that cheered her up. While Bath is running, Ma gets Labyrinth and Fort down from on top of Wardrobe. We've been making Labyrinth since I was 2. She's all toilet roll insides taped together in tunnels that twist lots of ways. Bouncy Ball loves to get lost in Labyrinth and hide. I have to call out to him and shake her and turn her sideways and upside down before he rolls out. Whew! Then I send other things into Labyrinth like a peanut and a broken bit of blue crayon and a short spaghetti not cooked. They chase each other in the tunnels and sneak up and shout, boo! I can't see them, but I listen against the cardboard and I can figure out where they are. Toothbrush wants a turn, but I tell him sorry, he's too long. He jumps in Fort instead to guard a tower. Fort's made of cans and vitamin bottles. We build him bigger every time we have an empty. Fort can see all ways. He squirts out boiling oil at the enemies. They don't know about his secret knife slits. I'd like to bring him into Bath to be an island, but Ma says the water would make his tape unsticky. We undo our ponytails and let our hair swim. I lie on Ma, not even talking. I like the bang of her heart. When she breathes, we go up and down a little bit. Penis floats. Because of my birthday, I get to choose what we wear both. Ma's live in the higher drawer of dresser, and mine in the lower. I choose her favorite blue jeans with the red stitches that she only puts on for special occasions because they're getting strings at the knees. For me, I choose my yellow hoodie. I'm careful of the drawer, but the right edge still comes out, and Ma has to bang it back in. We pull down on my hoodie together, and it chews my face, but then, pop, it's on.
What if I cut it just a little in the middle of the V?
No way, Jose. For phys ed, we leave our socks off because bare feet are grippier. Today, I choose track first. We lift table upside down onto bed and rocker on her with rug over the both. Track goes around bed from wardrobe to lamp. The shape on floor is a black C. Hey, look, I can do a there and back in 16 steps.
Wow. When you were 4, it was 18 steps, wasn't it? How many there and backs do you think you can run today?
5.
What about 5 times 5? That would be your favorite squared.
We times it on our fingers. I get 26, but Ma says 25, so I do it again and get 25 too. She counts me on watch.
12. 17. You're doing great.
I'm breathing.
Faster.
I go even faster, or like Superman flying. When it's Ma's turn to run, I have to write down on the college ruled pad the number at the start and the number when she's finished. Then we take them apart to see how fast she went. Today hers is 9 seconds bigger than mine. That means I win, so I jump up and down and blow raspberries. Let's do a race at the same time.
Sounds like fun, doesn't it? But remember, once we tried it and I banged my shoulder on the dresser?
Sometimes when I forget things, Ma tells me, and I remember them after that. We take down all the furniture from bed and put rug back where she was to cover track, so old Nick won't see the dirty sea. Ma chooses trampoline. It's just me that bounces on bed because Ma might break her. She does the commentary.
A daring mid-air twist from the young U.S. champion.
My next pick is Simon Says. Then Ma says to put our socks back on for corpse. That's lying like starfish with floppy toenails, floppy belly button, floppy tongue, floppy brain even. Ma gets an itch behind her knee and moves. I win again. It's 12:13, so it can be lunch. My favorite bit of the prayer is the daily bread. I'm the boss of play, but Ma's the boss of meals. Like, she doesn't let us have cereal for breakfast and lunch and dinner in case we'd get sick, and anyway, that would use it up too fast. When I was 0 and 1, Ma used to chop and chew up my food for me, but then I got all my 20 teeth, and I can gnash up anything. This lunch is tuna on crackers. My job is to roll back the lid of the can because Ma's wrist can't manage it. I'm a bit jiggly, so Ma says let's play orchestra, where we run around seeing what noises we can bang out of things. I drum on table, and Ma goes knock knock on the legs of bed, then thump thump on the pillows. I use a fork and spoon on door, ding ding, and our toes go bam on stove. But my favorite is stomping on the pedal of trash, because that pops his lid open with a bing. My best instrument is twang. That's a cereal box I collaged with all different colored legs and shoes and coats and heads from the old catalog. Then I stretched 3 rubber bands across his middle. Old Nick doesn't bring catalogs anymore for us to pick our own clothes. Ma says he's getting meaner. I climb on rocker to get the books from shelf, and I make a 10-story skyscraper on rug.
10 stories,
says Ma and laughs. That wasn't very funny. We used to have 9 books, but only 4 with pictures inside. My big book of nursery rhymes, Dylan the Digger, The Runaway Bunny, Pop-Up Airport. Also 5 with pictures only on the front. The Shack, Twilight, The Guardian, Bittersweet Love, The Da Vinci Code. Ma hardly ever reads the no pictures ones except if she's desperate. When I was 4, we asked for 1 more with pictures for Sunday treat, and Alice in Wonderland came. I like her, but she's got too many words, and lots of them are old. Today I choose Dylan the Digger. He's near the bottom, so he does a demolition on the skyscraper. Crash!
Dylan again.
Ma makes a face. Then she puts on her biggest voice.
Here's Dylan, the sturdy digger. The loads he shovels get bigger and bigger. Watch his long arm delve into the earth. No excavator so loves to munch dirt. This mega hole rolls and pivots round the site, scooping and grading by day and night.
There's a cat in the 2nd picture. In the 3rd, it's on the pile of rocks. Rocks are stones. That means heavy, like ceramic that bath and sink and toilet are of, but not so smooth. Cats and rocks are only TV. In the fifth picture, the cat falls down. But cats have 9 lives, not like me and Ma with just 1 each. Ma nearly always chooses the runaway bunny because of how the mother bunny catches the baby bunny in the end and says, "Have a carrot." Bunnies are TV, but carrots are real, like their loudness. My favorite picture is the baby bunny turned into a rock on the mountain, and the mother bunny has to climb up, up, up to find him. Mountains are too big to be real. I saw one in TV that has a woman hanging on it by ropes. Women aren't real like Ma is, and girls and boys not either. Men aren't real except old Nick, and I'm not actually sure if he's real for real. Maybe half? He brings groceries and Sunday treat and disappears to trash, but he's not human like us. He only happens in the night, like bats. Maybe Dor makes him up with a beep beep and the air changes. I think Ma doesn't like to talk about him in case he gets realer. I wriggle around on her lap now to look at my favorite painting of baby Jesus playing with John the Baptist. That's his friend and big cousin at the same time. Mary's there too. She's cuddled in her Ma's lap, that's baby Jesus's grandma, like Dora's abuela. It's a weird picture with no colors, and some of the hands and feet aren't there. Ma says it's not finished. What started baby Jesus growing in Mary's tummy was an angel zoomed down, like a ghost, but a really cool one with feathers. Mary was all surprised. She said, "How can this be?" And then, "Okay, let it be." When baby Jesus popped out of her vagina on Christmas, she put him in a manger, but not for the cows to chew, only warm him up with their blowing because he was magic. Ma switches lamp off now, and we lie down. First we say the shepherd prayer about green pastures. I think they're like duvet, but fluffy and green instead of white and flat. The cup overflowing must make an awful mess. I have some now, the right because the left hasn't much in it. When I was 3, I still had lots any time, but since I was 4, I'm so busy doing stuff I only have some a few times in the day and the night. I wish I could talk and have some at the same time, but I only have 1 mouth. I nearly switch off, but not actually. I think Ma does, because of her breath. After nap, Ma says she's figured out that we don't need to ask for a measuring tape. We can make a ruler ourselves. We recycle the cereal box from ancient Egyptian pyramid. Ma shows me to cut a strip that's as big as her foot. That's why it's called a foot. Then she puts 12 little lines. I measure her nose. That's 2 inches long. My nose is 1 1/4 inches. I write it down. Ma makes ruler flip slow-mo somersaults up door wall where my talls are. She says I'm 3 feet 3 inches. Hey, let's measure room.
What, all of it?
Do we have something else to do? She looks at me strange.
I guess not.
I write down all the numbers, like the tall of door wall to the line where roof starts equals 6 feet 7 inches. Guess what? Every cork tile is nearly a bit bigger than ruler.
Dough,
she says, slapping her head.
I guess they're a foot square. I must have made the ruler a little too short. Let's just count the tiles, then. That's easier.
I start counting the tall of bed wall, but Ma says all the walls are the same. Another rule is, the wide of the walls is the same as the wide of floor. I count 11 feet going both ways. That means floor is a square. Table is a circle, so I'm confused. But Mom measures her across the middle where she's the very widest. That's 3 feet 9 inches. My chair is 3 feet 2 inches tall, and Ma's is the exact same. That's one less than me. Then Ma's a bit sick of measuring, so we stop. I color behind the numbers all different with our 5 crayons that are blue, orange, green, red, brown. When I'm all done, the page looks like rug, but crazier. Ma says, why don't I use it as my placemat for dinner? I choose spaghetti tonight. There's a fresh broccoli as well that I don't choose. It's just good for us. I chop the broccoli into pieces with zigzag knife. Sometimes I swallow some when Ma's not looking, and she says,
oh no, where's that big bit gone?
But she isn't really mad because raw things make us extra alive. Ma does the hotting up on the 2 rings of stove that go red. I'm not allowed to touch the knobs because it's Ma's job to make sure there's never fire like in TV. If the rings ever go against something like a dish towel or our clothes even, flames would run all over with orange tongues and burn room to ashes with us coughing and choking and screaming with the worst pain ever. I don't like the smell of broccoli cooking, but it's not as bad as green beans. Vegetables are all real, but ice cream is TV. I wish it was real, too. Is plant a raw thing?
Well, yeah, but not the kind to eat.
Why, she doesn't have flowers anymore. Ma shrugs and stirs the spaghetti.
She got tired.
She should go to sleep.
She's still tired when she wakes up. Maybe the soil in her pot doesn't have enough food left in it.
She could have my broccoli. Ma laughs.
Not that kind of food. Plant food.
We could ask for it for Sunday treat.
I've got a long list of things to ask for already.
Where?
Just in my head.
She pulls out a worm of spaghetti and bites it.
I think they like fish.
Who do?
Plants. They like rotten fish. Or is it fish bones?
Yuck.
Maybe next time we have fish fingers, we can bury a bit under plant.
Not one of my ones.
Okay, a bit of one of mine.
The way I like spaghetti best is the song of the meatball. I sing it when Ma fills our plates. After dinner, something amazing. We make a birthday cake. I bet it's going to be delicioso. With candles the same number as me and on fire like I've never seen for real. I'm the best egg blower. I make the goo spill out nonstop. I have to blow 3 for the cake. I use the pin from the Impression Sunrise picture because I think the crazy horse would get mad if I took down Guernica, even though I always put the pin back right after. Ma thinks Guernica is the best masterpiece because it's realist, but actually, it's all mixed up. The horse is screaming with lots of teeth because there's a spear stabbed in him, plus a bull and a woman holding a floppy kid with his head upside down and a lamp like an eye, and the worst is the big bulgy foot in the corner. I always think it's going to stamp on me. I get to lick the spoon. Then Ma puts the cake into stove's hot tummy. I try juggling with the eggshells all up at the same time. Ma catches one.
Little Jack with faces?
Nah.
Will we make them a nest of flour dough? If we defrost those beets tomorrow, we could use the juice to make it purple.
I shake my head. Let's add them to Egg Snake. Egg Snake is more longer than all around room. We've been making him since I was 3. He lives in underbed, all coiled up, keeping us safe. Most of his eggs are brown, but sometimes there's a white. Some have patterns on from pencils or crayons or pen or bits stuck on with flower glue, a foil crown and a yellow ribbon belt, and threads and bits of tissue for hairs. His tongue is a needle that keeps the red thread going right through him. We don't bring Egg Snake out much anymore because sometimes he tangles and his eggs get cracked around the holes or even fall off, and we have to use the bits for mosaics. Today I put his needle in one of the holes of the new eggs. I have to dangle it till it comes out the other hole all sharp. It's pretty tricky. Now he's 3 eggs longer. I extra gently wind him up again so all of him fits in underbed. Waiting for my cake takes hours and hours. We breathe in the lovely air. Then when it's cooling, we make stuff called icing, but not cold like ice. It's sugar melted with water. Ma spreads it all over the cake.
Now you can put on the chocolates while I'm washing up.
But there aren't any.
Aha!
She says, holding up the little bag and shaking it shickety-shick.
I saved a few from Sunday treat 3 weeks ago.
You sneaky Ma. Where? She zips her mouth shut.
What if I need a hiding place another time?
Tell me! Ma's not smiling anymore.
Shouting hurts my ears.
Tell me the hidey place.
Jack?
I don't like there to be hidey places.
What's the big deal?
Zombies.
Ah.
Or ogres or vampires. She opens cabinet and takes out the box of rice. She points in the dark hole.
It was just in with the rice that I hid them, okay?
Okay.
Nothing scary would fit in here. You can check any time.
There's 5 chocolates in the bag. Pink, blue, green, and 2 reds. Some of the color comes off on my fingers when I'm putting them on. I get icing on me and suck it every bit. Then it's time for the candles, but there aren't any.
You're shouting again,
says Ma, covering her ears. But you said a birthday cake. It's not a birthday cake if there's no 5 candles on fire. She puffs her breath.
I should have explained better. That's what the 5 chocolates say. They say you're 5.
I don't want this cake. I hate it when Ma waits all quiet. Stinky cake.
Calm down, Jack.
You should have asked for candles for Sunday treat.
Well, last week we needed painkillers.
I didn't need any, just you. Ma looks at me like I have a new face she's never seen.
Anyway, remember, we have to choose things he can get easily.
But he can get anything.
Well, yeah, if he went to the trouble.
Why he went to trouble?
I just mean, he might have to go to 2 or 3 stores, and that would make him cranky. And what if he didn't find the impossible thing? Then we probably wouldn't get Sunday treat at all.
But, Ma, I laugh, he doesn't go in stores. Stores are in TV. She's chewing her lip. Then she looks at the cake.
Well, anyway, I'm sorry. I thought the chocolates would do instead.
Silly Ma.
Dumbo.
She slaps her head. Numbskull, I say, but not in a nasty way. Next week when I'll be 6, you better get candles.
Next year? You mean next year?
Her eyes are shut. They always do that sometimes and she doesn't say anything for a minute. When I was small, I thought her battery was used up like happened to Watt one time. We had to ask a new battery for him for Sunday treat. Promise?
Promise,
she says, opening her eyes. She cuts me a humongous piece, and I swipe all the 5 onto mine when she's not looking. The 2 reds, the pink, the green, the blue. And she says,
oh no, another one's been swiped. How did that happen?
You'll never find it now, ha ha ha! I say like Swiper when he swipes a thing from Dora. I pick up one of the reds and zoom it in Ma's mouth. She moves it to her front teeth that are less rotted, and she nibbles it, smiling. Look, I show her. There's holes in my cake where the chocolates were till just now.
Like craters.
She puts her finger top in one. What's craters?
Holes where something happened, like a volcano or an explosion or something.
I put the green chocolate back in its crater and do 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom! It flies up into outer space and around into my mouth. My birthday cake is the best thing I ever ate. Ma isn't hungry for any right now. Skylight's sucking all the light away. She's nearly black.
It's the spring equinox. I remember it said on TV the morning you were born. There was still snow that year, too.
What's equinox?
It means equal, when there's the same amount of dark and light.
It's too late for any TV because of the cake. Watch says 8:33. My yellow hoodie nearly rips my head off when Ma's pulling it. I get into my sleep t-shirt and brush my teeth while Ma ties up the trash bag and puts it beside door with our list that I wrote. Tonight it says, please, pasta, lentils, tuna, cheese, if not too much money. OJ, thanks. Can we ask for grapes? They're good for us. At the bottom, Ma puts, grapes if pas, or any fresh fruit or canned. Can I have a story?
Just a quick one. What about Ginger Jack?
She does it really fast and funny. Ginger Jack jumps out of the stove and runs and rolls and rolls and runs so nobody can catch him. Not the old lady or the old man or the threshers or the plowers. But at the end, he's an idiot. He lets the fox carry him across the river and gets eat up snap. If I was made of cake, I'd eat myself before somebody else could. We do a quick, quick prayer that's hands clipped together, eyes shut. I pray for John the Baptist and baby Jesus to come around for a play date with Dora and Boots. Ma prays for sunshine to melt the snow off Skylight. Can I have some?
First thing tomorrow,
says Ma, pulling her t-shirt back down. No, tonight. She points up at watch that says 8:57. That's only 3 minutes before 9. So I run into wardrobe and lie down on my pillow and wrap up in blanket that's all gray and fleecy with the red piping. I'm just under the drawing of me I forgot was there. Ma puts her head in.
3 kisses?
No, 5, for Mr. 5. She gives me 5, then squeaks the doors shut. There's still light coming in the slats so I can see some of me in the drawing. The bits like Ma, and the nose that's only like me. I stroke the paper. It's all silky. I go straight so my head is pressing on wardrobe, and so are my feet. I listen to Ma getting into her sleep t-shirt and taking the killers. Always 2 at night because she says pain is like water. It spreads out as soon as she lies down. She spits toothpaste.
Our friend Zach has an itch on his back.
I think of one. Our friend Zah says blah, blah, blah.
Our friend Ebenezer lives in a freezer.
Our friend Dora went to the store.
That's a cheat rhyme.
Oh, man. I groan like Swiper. Our friend Baby Jesus likes to eat cheeses.
Our friend Spoon sang a song to the moon.
The moon is God's silver face that only comes on special occasions. I sit and put my face up against the slats. I can see slices of TV that's off. Toilet, bath, my blue octopus picture going curly, Ma putting our clothes back in dresser. Ma?
Hmm?
Why am I hided away like the chocolates? I think she's sitting on bed. She talks quiet so I can hardly hear.
I just don't want him looking at you. Even when you were a baby, I always wrapped you up in blanket before he came in.
Would it hurt?
Would what hurt?
If he saw me.
No, no. Go to sleep now.
Do the bugs.
Night-night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bugs bite.
The bugs are invisible, but I talk to them and sometimes count. Last time, I got to 347. I hear the snap of the switch and lamp goes out all at the same second. Sounds of Ma getting under duvet. I've seen old Nick through the slat some nights, but never all of him close up. His hair has some white, and it's smaller than his ears. Maybe his eyes would turn me to stone. Zombies bite kids to make them undead. Vampires suck them till they're floppy. Ogres dangle them by the legs and munch them up. Giants can be just as bad. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. But Jack ran away with the golden hen, and he was slithering down the beanstalk, quick, quick. The giant was climbing down after him, but Jack shouted to his ma for the axe. That's like our knives, but bigger. And his ma was too scared to chop the beanstalk on her own. But when Jack got to the ground, they did it together. And the giant went smash with all his insides coming out. Then, Jack was Jack the Giant Killer. I wonder if Ma's switched off already. In wardrobe, I always try to squeeze my eyes tight and switch off fast so I don't hear old Nick come. Then I'll wake up, and it'll be the morning, and I'll be in bed with Ma having some, and everything okay. But tonight I'm still on. The cake is fizzing in my tummy. I count my top teeth with my tongue from right to left till 10, then my bottom teeth from left to right. Then back the other way. I have to get to 10 each time, and twice 10 equals 20. That's how many I have. There's no beep beep. It must be a lot after 9. I count my teeth again and get 19. I must have done it wrong, or else one's disappeared. I nibble my finger just a bit, and then another bit. I wait for hours. Ma? Is he not coming or yeah?
Doesn't look like it. Come on in.
I jump up and shove wardrobe open. I'm in bed in 2 secs. It's extra hot under duvet. I have to put my feet out so they don't burn. I have lots. The left and then the right. I don't want to be asleep. Because then it won't be my birthday anymore. There's light flashing at me. It stabs my eyes. I look out of duvet, but squinting. Ma standing beside lamp and everything bright, then snap and dark again. Light again. She make it last 3 seconds, then dark, then light for just a second. Ma staring up at skylight. Dark again. She does this in the night. I think it helps her get to sleep again. I wait till lamp's off properly. I whisper in the dark. All done?
Sorry I woke you.
That's okay. She gets back into bed, colder than me. I tie my arms around her middle. Now I'm 5 and 1 day. Silly penis is always standing up in the morning. I push him down. When we're scrubbing hands after peeing, I sing, he's got the whole world in his hands. Then I can't think of another hands one, but the Dicky Bird one is about fingers. Fly away, Peter. Fly away, Paul. My two fingers zoom all around room and nearly have a mid-air collision. Come back, Peter. Come back, Paul.
I think they're actually angels.
Huh?
Or no, sorry, saints.
What are saints?
Extra holy people, like angels with no wings.
I'm confused. How come they fly off the wall, then?
No, that's the Dicky birds. They can fly all right. I just mean they're named after St. Peter and St. Paul, two of baby Jesus' friends.
I didn't know he has more friends after John the Baptist.
Actually, St. Peter was in jail one time.
I laugh. Babies don't go in jail.
This happened when they were all grown up.
I didn't know baby Jesus grows up. Is St. Peter a bad guy?
No, he was put in jail by mistake. I mean, it was some bad police who put him there. Anyway, he prayed and prayed to get out. And you know what? An angel flew down and smashed the door open.
Cool. But I prefer when they're babies running around all nakedy together. There's a funny banging sound and a scrunch, scrunch. Brightness is coming in skylight. The dark snow's nearly gone. Ma's looking up, too. She's got a small smile on. I think the prayer did magic. Is it still the equals thing?
Oh, the equinox? No, the light's starting to wane a little bit.
She lets me have cake for breakfast. I never did that before. It's gone crunchy, but it's still good. TV is Wonder Pets. Pretty fuzzy. Ma keeps moving Bunny, but he doesn't sharpen them up much. I make a bow on his wire ear with the purple ribbon. I wish it was Backyardigans. I haven't met them in ages. Sunday Treat's not here yet because old Nick didn't come last night. Actually, that was the best bit of my birthday. What we asked is not very exciting anyway. New pants because my black ones have holes instead of knees. I don't mind the holes, but Ma says they make me look homeless. She can't explain what that is. After bath, I play with the clothes. Ma's pink skirt is a snake this morning. He's having a quarrel with my white sock. I'm Jack's best friend. No, I'm Jack's best friend. I banged you. I zapped you. I'm going to pow you with my shooter flyer pump. Yeah, well, I've got a jumbo Megatron transformer blaster.
Hey, will we play catch?
We don't have beach ball anymore. I remember her. He burst by accident when I kicked him against cabinet super fast. I wanted to ask for another instead of stupid pants. But Ma says we can make one. We scrunch up all the pages I've been practicing my writing on and fill a grocery bag and squeeze it till it's kind of ball shape. Then we draw a scary face on it with three eyes. Wordy ball doesn't go as high as beach ball did, but every time we catch him, he makes a loud scrunch. Ma's the best at catching, only it pings her bad wrist sometimes, and I'm the best at throwing. Because of cake for breakfast, we have Sunday pancakes for lunch instead. There isn't much mix left, so there are thin ones that spread out. I like that. I get to fold them up. Some of them crack. There's not much jelly, so we mix water in that, too. A corner of mine drips. Ma scrubs floor with sponge.
The cork's wearing away,
she says with her teeth shut.
How are we supposed to keep it clean?
Where?
Here, where our feet rub.
I get down under table. There's a hole in floor with brown stuff underneath that's harder on my nail.
Don't make it worse, Jack.
I'm not. I'm just looking with my finger. It's like a tiny crater. We move table over to beside bath so we can sunbathe on rug right under skylight where it's extra warm. I sing, "Ain't No Sunshine." Ma does, "Here Comes the Sun." I pick, "You Are My Sunshine." Then I want some. The left is extra creamy this afternoon. God's yellow face makes red through my lids. When I open, it's too bright to look. My fingers do shadows on rug. Little squished ones. Ma is snoozing. I hear a little sound, so I get up, not waking her. Over by stove, a tiny squitchy-scratchy sound. An alive thing. An animal. For really real, not TV. It's on floor, eating something. Maybe a crumb of pancake. It's got a tail. I think what it is... What it is a mouse. I go nearer, and whee! It's gone under stove, so I hardly saw it. I never knowed anything could go so fast. Oh, mouse, I say in a whisper so he won't be scared. That's how to talk to a mouse. It's in Alice. Only she talks about her cat Dinah by mistake, and the mouse gets nervous and swims away. I put my hands praying now. Oh, mouse, come on back. Please, please, please. I wait for hours, but he doesn't come. Ma's definitely asleep. I open refrigerator. She doesn't have much inside. Mice like cheese, but we haven't any left. I get out the bread and crumble a bit on a plate and put it down where Mouse was. I crouch down small and wait for more hours and hours. Then the wonderfulest thing. Mouse puts his mouth out. It's pointy. I nearly jump in the air, but I don't. I stay extra still. He comes up to the crumbs and sniffs. I'm only about 2 feet away. I wish I had ruler to measure, but he's tidied in box and under bed, and I don't want to move and scare Mouse. I watch his hands, his whiskers, his tail all curly. He's alive for real. He's the biggest alive thing I ever saw, millions of times bigger than the ants or spider. Then something smashes into stove. Whack! I scream and stand on the plate by accident. Mouse is gone. Where'd he gone? Did the book break him? Cheese pop-up airport. I look in all her pages, but he's not there. The baggage claim is all ripped and won't stand up anymore. Ma's got a weird face. You made him gone! She's got brush pan. She's sweeping up the broken bits of plate.
What was this doing on the floor? Now we're down to 2 big plates and 1 small. That's it.
The cook in Alice throws plates at the baby and a saucepan that almost takes off his nose. Mouse was liking the crumbs.
Jack.
He was real. I saw him. She drags stove out. There's a little crack at the bottom of door wall. She gets the bundle of aluminum foil and starts pushing balls of it into the crack. Don't, please.
I'm sorry, but where there's 1, there's 10.
That's crazy math. Ma puts down the foil and holds me hard by my shoulders.
If we let him stay, we'd soon be overrun with his babies, stealing our food, bringing in germs on their filthy paws.
They could have my food. I'm not hungry. Ma's not listening. She shoves stove back to door wall. After, we use a little bit of tape to make the hangar page stand up better in pop-up airport, but the baggage claim is too torn to fix. We sit curled up in rocker, and Ma reads me Dylan the Digger 3 times. That means she's sorry. Let's ask for a new book for Sunday treat. She twists her mouth.
I did, a few weeks ago. I wanted you to have one for your birthday, but he said to quit bugging him. Don't we have a whole shelf of them already?
I look up past her head at shelf. She could fit hundreds more books if we put some of the other things in underbed beside Egg Snake, or on top of Wardrobe. But that's where Ford and Labyrinth live. It's tricky figuring out where everything's home is. Ma sometimes says we have to throw things in the trash, but I usually find a spot for them.
He thinks we should just watch TV all the time.
That sounds fun.
Then our brains would rot like his.
She leans over to pick up my big book of nursery rhymes. She reads me one I choose from every page. My bests are the Jack ones, like Jack Sprat or Little Jack Horner. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, Jack jump over the candlestick. I think he wanted to see if he could not burn his nightshirt. In TV, there's pajamas instead, or nighties on girls. My sleep t-shirt is my biggest. It has a hole on the shoulder that I like to put my finger in it and tickle myself when I'm switching off. There's Jackie Wacky Pudding and Pie, but when I figured out to read, I saw it's actually Georgie Porgy. Ma changed it to fit me. That's not lying. It's just pretending. Same with Jack, Jack the Piper's son stole a pig and away he run. It actually says Tom in the book, but Jack sounds better. Stealing is when a boy takes what belongs to some boy else, because in books and TV, all persons have things that belong to just them. It's complicated. It's 5:39, so we can have dinner. It's quick noodles. While they're in the hot water, Ma finds hard words to test me from the milk carton, like nutritional, that means food, and pasteurized, that means laser guns zapped away the germs. I want more cake, but Ma says beets chopped all juicy first. Then I have cake that's pretty